broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio. 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network and coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, we'd hope to have a gentleman on, John Clark. Maybe we'll be able to get him. But in the meantime, let me talk to you a little bit about something that really I'm concerned about. And that is, of course, the growing food shortage. Now, you're not aware of that, but certainly we actually work with ready-reserved foods that actually dehydrates the food, and they've been doing it for 30 or 40 years. And David Sibley, who runs the place, is a friend of ours. And basically, we find out that we put in orders, fairly substantial orders for food, and they usually are held up for a week or two or 3 weeks just because they're having difficulty getting of food, the increasing shortages of dried milk and many of the other things that they need. You're not aware of this yet, of course, when you go to the store, but you go into, for instance, Egypt today, there are food riots in Egypt. They have subsidized bread, and they just can't turn the bread out. They're just not turning it out, and the people who can't afford bread, since they've been getting it for almost nothing for a long period of time, are beginning to riot. There are shortages of rice throughout the world, where rice is, of course, the major staple crop. There are growing shortages of wheat, and, of course, the price of wheat has been going up. It's even hit something like $24 for a bushel. I think it's a regular price, $16, $18, but it always used to be about $3 a bushel, and now, of course, it's going through the roof. Soybeans, corn, one of the most stupid things they ever did, of course, was to begin, you know, using a staple like corn to make ethanol. You don't need to do that. You can make it out of grass. You can make it out of anything. But this was a boondoggle for the corn manufacturers. And you have to subsidize every gallon of ethanol you make for about 50 cents, or it wouldn't even be financially feasible to do it. But, of course, as you begin to use the corn, then you raise the price of corn, use the corn for ethanol, you begin to raise the price of corn, and then, of course, why it's too expensive to feed the chickens. I mean, after all, chickens eat primarily corn, and so you take away the chicken feed. And then, of course, the cows many times are fattened with corn in the slaughter yards so the meat will be laced with fat. And, of course, what they're doing is driving up the price of both dairy, certainly, and poultry products. Is John there? Okay, well, it's good to have you with us, John. But anyway, for our listeners out there, let me say, if you're thinking at all of laying in emergency foods, and you should be thinking about it, don't put it off, because right now we're having a hard time, and believe me, before long it's going to be a lot harder to get it. And whether you get the food substances to our ministry or somebody else, or you simply go down to the store and begin laying in lots of canned goods and a lot of things, why, but don't put it off. If you have one of our catalogs, take a look at it. If you need a catalog, call us at 1-800-544-8927. So let's get to our guest, John, because, of course, he's got a fascinating story to tell. It's not about him. It's about a young man named Rick Stanley. So you pick the story up there, John. What's this really all about, and why are you out there trying to get the American people to know about the gross injustice done to Rick?
Well, thank you, as always, Doctor, for having me on. Oh, well, you'll remember that a couple of years ago you had me on to do an interview regarding my book, Christian Words, Unchristian Actions.
Right, sure. I do a great interview.
Well, thank you. And I also did an interview with a fellow named Rick Stanley at that time, who had a radio broadcast called Standing Up for America. And do we need a break, Frey?
I'm afraid we're going to have to take a break, and when we get back, are you going to find out what happened to Rick Stanley, who had a radio program called Standing Up for America? The people really don't want people standing up for America today. We'll be right back.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest is John Clark. John, why don't you go ahead and pick the story up there? You were telling us about Rick Stanley. He used to have a radio program. Was it a patriotic program? Was it putting things on that were critical of the government?
Oh, yeah, you could say that. Again, it was called Standing Up for America. Rick was a very passionate constitutional activist and Christian, and still is. I related the background because we share a Christian faith, and he and I both felt that God had brought us together to work on this thing together, and so that's why I thought I'd share that with you and your listeners. He brought me to Rick similarly to how he brought me to you. I met Rick through the radio. And when my wife and I went out to the Christian Booksellers Association conference 2 years ago to promote the book and try to alert people about George Bush, who at the time was still very popular. But Rick and his wife really liked the books. We actually had me on his show 3 times. When we went out to Colorado for a show, we met with him and his wife, and we became friends, and I was very impressed with his integrity and his passion for Christ. And so we stayed in touch. Now, at that time, he told me about his story, and it was only recently that I came to be his lawyer. And so I will tell you now Rick's story. Rick's story is that in September of 2002, he was running as a I believe at the time he was running as a candidate for a Libertarian Party candidate for U.S. Senate. And he was in Colorado, and he was a guns rights activist as part of his constitutional activism. And he went into the city of Ashton, Colorado, deliberately to defy a city ordinance which he said violated his constitutional rights under the U.S. Constitution and the Colorado Constitution. And he wore a sidearm in that city as part of a political protest against an ordinance which required a permit, which he said he didn't have to have. He was arrested, faced 90 days in jail, represented himself at trial, and then represented himself after he lost. He represented himself at appeal. After his appeal was denied, and all he was claiming was that he had a constitutional right to bear arms that the city could not infringe upon, after that appeal was denied, the state of Colorado passed a law that struck down these ordinances and declared them to be void. Rick felt that he had been vindicated, and instead of going in to serve his 90 days in jail, he filed a notice with the court, one copy each with the trial court and the appellate court, which said, basically, overturn my convictions in view of what the Colorado legislature has said, and return my gun, or else I will issue a warrant for your arrest for violating my constitutional rights and for not keeping your oath of office to uphold the constitutions of the state in this country. He was charged with two counts of trying to influence a public official by threat. He was tried and convicted for these notices that he filed in a court pleading without counsel. And he was convicted on both counts and sentenced to 3 years each, the maximum sentence each, consecutively for a total of 6 years, which he is now serving in jail. It went all the way up through the Colorado Supreme Court, and after it was denied there, Rick asked me to represent him before the U.S. Supreme Court, and they refused to hear the case last week. So now the law stands that if you protest your Second Amendment right and you threaten to hold judges accountable by issuing a warrant, then you can be put in jail for a long time and lose your right to vote or hold a gun. By the way, Rick is an honorably discharged veteran, a successful businessman with no criminal record prior to these political activities, and he was being watched throughout this by the Domestic Anti-Terrorism Task Force, the federal government. They didn't come in when he filed the notices, Doctor. They were there right at the beginning when he was protesting his Second Amendment rights as a U.S. citizen in peaceful protest with a group of people around him, and they were all being, they were under surveillance with video surveillance. His emails and phones were being tracked by the federal government long before he supposedly threatened any judges. And I cannot find a case in American jurisprudential history in which a man has been incarcerated merely for threatening to issue a warrant, let alone a symbolic political warrant like this one. And it's just a terrible time in our country when our freedoms are just dropping like flies at 20 below.
But of course you have to realize, John, that we have today 2,300,000 people in prisons in America. Communist China, with almost four times our population, only has 1.5 million people in prison. We have 7 million Americans in prison, probation, or parole. We're becoming increasingly a police state. They're monitoring what everybody does. They're listening to their telephone calls, all in the name of fighting terrorism. But then anybody who disagrees with the government is a potential terrorist. In fact, that's the definition of the Patriot Act. If you want to change our form of government, you're a terrorist. Well, under our form of government, people had a right to keep and bear arms. Under our form of government, the power of the state was limited. Under our form of government, there was no monitoring of the individual who was a dissenter. It is simply that there are people who have changed our form of government. And by the definition of the Terrorist Act, they, the terrorists, these people who set out to change our form of government and had. Certainly, these people, by the definition of the Patriot Act, are terrorists. And, of course, they're working within our legislatures, they're working within our courts, they're working at the highest levels of our state and local governments.
Well, I agree with you, and I think maybe we should start to redefine terrorist, because in times past, I remember our countrymen being, it was before my time, but you probably remember, no offense, sir, being told that the only thing to fear is fear itself. And the ones striking terror into America today are supposed leaders who are telling us at every turn how fearful we should be. They're telling us about red lights and orange lights and anthrax and dirty bombs. And they're trying to drum up domestic cases of terrorism where they don't exist, which is probably what they were trying to do with Rick Stanley. They're trying to make us fearful at every turn so that we'll take their marks and their passport requirements and their restrictions on our travel, which will be the next freedom of our Constitution to go will be some kind of probably an economic collapse, as you're talking about, Doctor. You may recall that I'm very vocal about that. And Rick agrees, on, by the way, with us on all this platform. I'm just trying to carry forward the work that you do and Rick does and others around this country are trying to do to alert people to what Satan's plan is in this country in these end times, and that is to enslave us through a police state where we lose all of these constitutional freedoms and come to actually give them away so that the government will help us and protect us. When we're starving, we will give away our guns so that they will give us some bread.
Now, of course, what are you doing in the way of trying to get you know this case reheard? Because, I mean, it really sounds like there are lots of very real problems with this case, and certainly he never should have represented himself. I mean, unless he's really trained in this, why it was a foolish thing to represent himself, you know, during the preliminary and the secondary trials. So what can you do? What can you do for him now? So the legal system has exhausted all of his possible appeals.
Well, there's, I guess at some point, Rick and I both look to see what God wants of us in it, because it may be that Rick feels now that God must want him to continue ministering to fellow inmates, and he's doing an intense biblical study there, which is just clearly wonderful. But his wife's running the business alone. We may try to do something on the political front by approaching the governor. There are habeas petitions that could be filed based on either question about his counsel at trial, which I'm not raising that right now, but I mean if he were, or if he were to try to argue that his punishment were cruel and unusual. But those are long shots, and I'm not admitted in Colorado, so I won't be representing him in those. But I think that it would be for naught if we didn't use what happened to Rick to educate other people. The whole country has talked for years now about Jose Padilla, a man who admittedly was certainly wishing ill on the American people. Whatever degree of that there was, I don't know. But Rick Stanley was standing up for the American people, and nobody's talking about it. We know about Ed Brown, who was protesting about the IRS, you know, regulations and not wanting to pay money to the federal government. Surely Rick's stance, which is just trying to maintain our freedoms, deserves as much attention. I guess that there is still work to be done to get Rick out of jail, but also still work to be done to get the rest of us out of jail.
Well, I think that it's so important that people really understand that this sort of thing can happen. It can happen to anybody. And if they target you, especially if you are an outspoken critic of what's going on, you know, they will certainly, you know, not work out any sort of a deal with you. They'll simply put you away as long as they can. For 6 years in prison for saying you're going to issue a warrant for a judge, and of course, you know, of course the judge has, this is not threatening the judge. This is not intimidating him. It's just saying that you're going to issue a warrant. And a warrant, of course, the judge would have a right to defend his position. But, of course, you know, I think it was a foolish thing for him to have done. On the other hand, you know, all of us do foolish things. And what they're doing, of course, is trying to intimidate the American people. We're moving towards a police state. We have, as I said earlier, 2.3 million Americans in prison, 7 million Americans in prison, probation or parole. And where is the outcry from the American people that we're moving towards the police state? Why, it's deafening in its silence.
Well, and that's exactly what Rick said 6 years ago now, that the silence is deafening. And you're right, Doctor. It was foolish for him to represent himself. What we say in law school is that only a fool represents himself. And it was foolish to do what he did, although he really didn't anticipate he would be incarcerated for this. But I know that he is humbled by it, and he wouldn't do it again, and he wouldn't advise anybody else do it. But he is still trying to spread the word that what you're saying is true, that this government is moving to, instead of be our servant, to be our master. It is what our founding fathers died to prevent happening and cautioned us repeatedly against. It's what our Savior and Paul the Apostle cautioned us against repeatedly, the wolves in sheep's clothing who would lead us astray. We see it in not just our political leaders, we see it in our media, we see it in our judges, we see it in our supposed Christian pulpits in this country. They're all of one piece, one fabric, to compromise our integrity and our freedom as worshipers of God, because they're enslaving us to this world, with this worldly system. And I heard at the outset, you're talking about the subsidization of ethanol. Well, they've also put a 21-cent gallon a gallon tariff on Brazilian ethanol to try to. It's double-sided. That's with our money. This country eats 10 million chickens a day, Doctor. I'm a farmer. I raise a lot of animals. 10 million chickens a day. A lot of corn. And oil is used in all of our food production as well. So if we look at Satan's plan on this earth, if I'm allowed to on a Christian broadcast because I enjoy it, because I can talk about my faith where I couldn't in the Supreme Court, they've secularized our institutions so much, it is clear to me that Satan is trying to deceive all of those that he can into dependence on technology and government so that he can sweep us away.
And, of course, we are involved in a spiritual battle, and behind everything that's going on, John is absolutely right. There are satanic forces that would destroy what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're going to be back here in just a moment as we begin developing the tragic story of Rick Stanley.
Black Mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Mercury purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Mercury elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us 866-730-9796.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest John Clark, we're talking about the tragic situation of Rick Stanley, and said he's made some mistakes. But, of course, he deserved to go to jail for 6 years for a victimless crime and for simply disagreeing with the judges who should send him to prison and had taken away his gun. And, of course, the legislation under which he was convicted had been repealed by the state legislature as unconstitutional. Well, you know, there's just so many things going on here. But what part do you think the fact that he was a talk show host was being critical of the government? What part did that play, and what influence did the federal government have over the judges? Certainly, if the federal government had spies watching him and tracking him and listening to his telephone calls and emails, did they have a warrant to do that? If they didn't, of course, they were lawbreakers themselves. So what do we know about the surveillance that was going on? Do we know if there was any pressure brought on the judges to make an example out of Rick? Because he was a talk show host who is doing just what I'm doing, and that is bringing the truth to the American people.
Well, and you raised some very interesting questions, which I hoped to open before the United States Supreme Court if they had granted his writ last week. Not having represented him at trial, I have not reviewed the entire 700-page transcript. But my understanding is that Rick learned about the surveillance at his trial, and his lawyers were not provided the documentation from the federal government of the various surveillance activities that were undertaken. And I don't know the whole picture, but Rick certainly believes that when these judges, when these notices were filed, his contention is that these judges were not fearful. They saw it as political hyperbole, which is what it was, and they didn't do anything. But that they were then approached by the federal anti-terrorism task force people who had been watching him, a special agent Ash in particular, who Rick believes, and this is, you know, we don't know this is true, I don't believe, but this is what he believes happened, is because all of a sudden the judges were complaining that they were concerned and surrounding themselves with SWAT teams, and they were never cooperative with Rick's legal counsel. But let me show you just how much a radio host was blackballed or railroaded here, Doctor, because, and in the process, educate people about the law, because if I am a good lawyer, an oxymoron perhaps in today's world, but if I am a good lawyer, both in my soul but also in my intent in speaking, I can take the complex issues of law and translate them so that my clients and your listeners can understand. And the issue at law here is not a gun rights issue, a Second Amendment issue. This is a First Amendment issue. This is the right to protest about the gun. Now, if I were to take a sign that said, and go out in the street with it, and it said, George W. Bush, if he doesn't pull out of Iraq in 3 weeks, I'm going to issue a warrant for his arrest, should I go to jail? It would be pretty obvious that I was just politically protesting. Vermont, the city of Burlington, just a week before last, I believe, issued a warrant for the arrests of George Bush and Dick Cheney. Should they all be imprisoned, or is there some color of law there? That was clear political hyperbole. Bush has never been to Vermont. It's the one state he hasn't come to, and that's fine by me. But if he were, does he really think he would be arrested at the airport? These are clear examples of political hyperbole. Now, Rick has not only been incarcerated, but he's lost for his lifetime now, because these were felonies, his right to possess a gun or vote. They've really shut him down, haven't they? So Rick definitely suspects federal influence here. And if we look at what happened with him at trial, it makes you wonder some more. Because what happened at trial was that the judge ruled that it didn't matter whether Rick intended to threaten the judges at all, but only if they perceived or felt that they were threatened. Well, that's a tremendous departure from our criminal law, Doctor, because we generally require mens rea or some kind of criminal intent before we incarcerate people. If I shoot somebody accidentally or in self-defense, it's not murder and I don't go to jail. If I assault somebody, if I rob somebody, we always have to prove, the prosecution has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that I intended to commit this crime. Now, speech is supposed to be a constitutionally protected freedom, which is sacrosanct so high, our political, religious, artistic freedom to speak, that it should never be pure speech criminalized unless there's a clear demonstration of a true threat or other exceptions where government admittedly should curtail speech. If I'm threatening to kill someone, that shouldn't be a protected political message. But you should show that if I have an intent to threaten before you can put me in jail. Now, our Supreme Court said that just a few years ago in 2003 in a case called Virginia versus Black involving a cross-burning statute where the Supreme Court said that you couldn't send somebody in jail just for burning a cross. Well, obviously, burning a cross is a pretty insidious form of speech. But the court said that not all cross-burning would be bad, and so therefore the state had to prove an intent to intimidate in burning a cross. Now, if the court held there that you have to prove an intent to intimidate when you're burning a cross on somebody's lawn, shouldn't they have had to prove an intent here with Rick Stanley? And they didn't.
And, of course, the Supreme Court refused to hear the case. You are a lawyer as well as a farmer?
Yes, sir.
And a writer as well. So John, of course, has many, many talents. And we're going to be back here. If you have any questions when we get back, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border, back with The Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues, too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. Now, to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with The Divided Kingdom.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, before we go on, Tom, would you like to tell our listeners, do you have a website, do you have any sort of phone number or any way that people can get in touch with you or Rick?
Certainly. With me through my website, which is www.christianwords.us. There are links there for my email and information about the book.
That's Christian Words, W-O-R-D-S?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
Christian Words. .us. Now, Rick's site is stanley2002.org, stanley2002.org, and also, and that has, that's his constitutional activist site and has a history of his case and a tremendous amount of resources on a wide array of subjects. Additionally, he has his business website, which is stanleyfasteners.com. His wife, Pam, is running the business while he's in jail for who knows how many more years. And any support there is helpful, and it's a way to help without being, you know, just a charitable donation. Though they are taking donations as well, I believe. And there is I think there's also an address on his website on the Stanley2002.org so that people can write to him in prison. He appreciates it. He writes back. He's a very devout Christian, and he really appreciates knowing that he hasn't done all this for nothing.
Well, he is actually having an opportunity to minister to many of the prisoners there?
Yes, he is, which is actually, Doctor, one of the reasons that I took the case. I've been treating with Lyme disease for some time, and I'm doing better, but I'm not well yet. But long before Rick asked me to take the case, when he first went to jail last summer, I remember that his wife, Pam, sent out emails to everybody saying that he figured that's where God wanted him, and instead of panicking and being self-centered, he was just trying to minister to other prisoners already. And he has told me that the program he's in, the very, very slow, low percentage of prisoners who take this biblical counseling or biblical training course ever see jail again. So he's using it to grow his faith, and it's one of the reasons I agreed to take the case is because he felt that God wanted him to come to me, and I felt God wanted me to help him. And so we've tried to use it for his glory, and that's why I do this show. You know, that's why I'm doing it right now, and I thank you, sir, for everything you do, but not just for Rick, but for everything you do for all of us as Americans and as Christians to try to become aware in these very deceiving and dark times.
I agree with you, and I think that we need to let people understand that it could happen to anybody out there in the audience. They don't need a reason. All they have to do is, of course, get a phone call from somebody in the federal government, and most judges, of course, knuckle right under and send you off to the Huskow for heaven knows how long. And why would they bother to do that with a nonviolent criminal? Why, simply to make an example out of him and strike terror into the hearts of the people who might agree with him that we do have an illegitimate government in Washington, D.C. that's violating our Constitution and headed by people who have a different worldview, because their dedication is not to America, but to this globalist dream of a new world order, a new world religion, and, of course, a new world leader. Well, certainly, what's the next step as far as you're concerned, John?
Well, honestly, I was trying to get Rick out of jail so he could join the rest of us as the economy collapses, because he's doing no good for the body of Christ in there, I think, but he is, obviously. I mean, that's where God wants him. But, I mean, I would like to see Rick out here with you and me being a voice to try to help people to counter the fear the government is imposing, to tell people, look, don't panic and don't fight one another, because we're not the enemies. We're all fellows. You know, we're fellow Americans and, in many cases, Christians, and we need to pull together and use our faith in these times of darkness. And what they're trying to do with Rick's case is they're trying to chill all of us making this effort. And that's why you and I and others will continue to carry this cry, because they are exactly trying to make an example out of him. When people like Rick fall, others do not stand up. And it's such a contrast right here in our recent history. And in 1969, another prominent speech case, again, just educating people a little bit, if that's all right, Doctor, in Watts versus United States in 1969, that was a Vietnam War protester. He went all the way to U.S. Supreme Court because he was convicted for threatening the president when, at a draft protest, he said, if they draft me and give me the gun, the first thing I'm going to do is get my sights on LBJ. Now, he was only sentenced to probation, not a day in jail. And it went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the court threw it out. They didn't just send it back down. They threw it out, and they said, that was obvious political hyperbole when you considered the context of the speech. Where is that law of 40 years ago now, when we have this supposedly enlightened modern court with all of its activism? It's not protecting us from illegal wiretapping. It's not protecting us from the dismantling of habeas corpus, of posse comitatus. Can I explain to your listeners what that is, by the way, Doctor? The posse comitatus, I'm sure you've explained it, but in the John Warner National Defense Authorization Act and the USA Patriot Act also, but particularly the John Warner National Defense Authorization Act, this government now has the power to use our military forces against civilian personnel, or against civilians, to use National Guard troops from one state in another state, to seize our property, pretty much anything they want, and restrict our freedom any time that George Bush declares, or whoever the president is, declares a national emergency in such broad language that he can basically declare it any time he wants.
And I think that people have to understand that in the aftermath of the Civil War, in 1878, Congress passed a law said that the American troops can never be used against American citizens. Why? Because in the aftermath of the Civil War, there's a great deal of ruthlessness and tyranny and injustice inflicted upon the people in the South by American troops. And so there was such an outcry against that, the Posse Comitatus Law was created, and it stood until the year 2006, when along with the Military Commission Act and the John Warner of Defense Appropriations Act, why they did away with Posse Comitatus. They gave the president the ability to take over the National Guard and use it against the citizens of this country without the permission of the state governors. The National Guard was to guard the states. It was not to be sent overseas in order to be used in George Bush's nonsensical no-win war that they're being required to fight. Well, now those people are still at home, that if you join the National Guard, you have to understand you can be used to shoot and kill your fellow Americans. And this is what they really want, because they are going to create unrest in this country. They intend to collapse our society. How do I know? Well, I've read the plan. In fact, I just got it yesterday. It came in a letter from an occult organization, and basically talking about what the Christ, that is not Jesus Christ, but the Antichrist says. He says it will take the collapse of our economic system as we've known it to bring us to a sense of reality, to realize that we cannot go on indefinitely in a world where one-third of the population uses three-quarters of the world's food and 85% of its natural resources. So that comes from a newsletter called The Emergence, put out by Benjamin Cram, who is a representative of the Antichrist, who actually gets up on the stage and is actually taken over by demonic forces, and he becomes a channel, a medium for their expression to the audience. And he's telling us what it's going to be. They're going to destroy the economy, and out of that will come increasing unrest. If any of you would like to see the page, I'll be glad to copy it and send it to you. But we've known for a long period of time they intend to destroy America and impoverish our people, and out of that will come unrest. That's why they passed the John Warner Defense Appropriations Act in October of 2006. And that's why all of these things are taking place. They're planning on a police state. If you haven't seen my talk on the planned police state, it's available on DVD. But the most important thing would be to get the syllabus that goes with that, because you can document everything I say, including the building of the concentration camps and the refurbishing of the Japanese concentration camps from 1941-1942 era, so that they can put American citizens in it. They know what they're doing, because these people have no loyalty to America. Their loyalty is to this one world order, the one world religion, with the destruction of Christianity and the coming world leader. Well, John, what can our listeners out there in the audience do to help Rick?
Well, first would be get informed, and I think we also may try to do a letter-writing campaign to try to organize a campaign to approach the governor to seek clemency for Rick. But also, again, spread the word. There's a video on YouTube that I did that describes, that outlines his case and what happened to him, that makes for easy watching. It's called Rick Stanley and Free Speech. It's had about 3,500 hits in the last week and a half. So if people want to send that along too, that's an easy way to publicize the situation and for people to spread the word. And I would tell them that Dr. Stan Monteith is not a conspiracy theorist. Now, for those that might not already know that, I can tell Americans right now, I can prove why it's not a conspiracy. Look around. Look at what this government is doing and how much corporate America is pulling the strings of our legislature. The corporations pay the salaries through fundraising of the candidates who then seek our votes. And then they get in there and they help the telecommunication companies by giving them retroactively immunity while they spy on us, attempted to attach to our stimulus package, which they take weeks to do, and then give Bear Stearns $200 billion overnight. MBNA America, the credit card company, drafts legislation to restrict consumers' ability to discharge credit card debt in bankruptcy, and they're the number one contributor of George W. Bush. Now they're trying to give us another stimulus package to help foreclosures and to help people with their foreclosures. And Bush has said he'll veto anything that includes a provision that grants judges the ability in bankruptcy court to reduce the the terms or the balances of mortgages. It is so obvious that this government is hand in hand with the Halliburtons, Enrons, and Exxons of our nation that it has never been more blatant. And that is a gift from God, just like this pathetic contest for our presidency this fall. It has never been more obvious that we have no moral or political or economic leadership in this nation than it is right now. So people need to look to their neighbors and themselves, the things they've neglected, and their own abilities to live as God intended and rely on themselves. And you're quite right to tell people to stock up, Doctor. The price of flour, I bought a bag just a couple weeks ago, it has doubled in a month. These prices will only continue to skyrocket as the price of oil goes up, which is really about our currency, our fiat currency, collapsing. It's overdue, and I see it as God's plan and opportunity for many who have ignored him while they pursue their idols and their false flags and false dollars and false comforts and et cetera, to look to him. And so I try to rejoice in what many will see as terror. They want us to be afraid, and we just mustn't be. Those of us of faith particularly must pull together in the body of Christ and tell others what? Panic? Well, you have a Christ. Well, why would you panic? It's sinful. But anyway, that's my message, and I hope that's okay to carry today.
Well, of course, you're with a friendly audience here, believe me. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis here in America. And everything is in place for the planned police state, and you've got to do everything you can. First of all, the last thing we want is people out there in the streets demonstrating. I mean, you see these demonstrations, spontaneous demonstrations 2 days ago in Tibet, in London, in San Francisco, in Paris. You honestly believe that these were just perfectly timed spontaneous demonstrations? You know, they just all decided on exactly the same day. Well, who's behind it? Well, it wouldn't be the communists, because they're demonstrating against communists. At least the communists aren't coordinating it. There's certainly probably some radical lefties involved, but this thing's all being coordinated by our intelligence agencies. I don't know which ones are doing it, but there's nobody else out there that has the money or the power or the organizational ability. They certainly used the environmental movement. The environmental movement was financed by the establishment, financed by our great oil companies, which are part of the establishment. Why would they want an environmental movement? Simply to do away with the competition, to prevent any building of nuclear plants, to prevent their competition from being able to effectively either build more refineries or do any oil drilling. And that's why Exxon had the largest profits of any corporation throughout all history, the last quarter of the last year. And they say, well, we're not responsible for these high prices. And if you believe that, you probably believe just about anything. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not want to be out in the streets, you know, giving them an excuse to establish a military dictatorship. They're going to try to coordinate unrest in this country. And what we need to do is get the American people to understand who's really behind it and the true nature of the spiritual battle we're involved in. Again, our number, 1-800-259-5791. And I want our listeners, I hope you'll pray for Rick Stanley. He's going to need a lot of help, and pray for his wife and his family. It's going to be a difficult time for them. I think if John wants to get a letter writing campaign together, we'll have him on again. In fact, John, you call me off the air. You know my number. We'll want to get you on all of our other programs so that you can get this story out. I think it's an excellent example of what they can do when they target an innocent individual. And I think he made some mistakes, and maybe they should have given him a little probation or something. But of course, a felony conviction, 6 years in prison, and of course for what? For saying he was going to issue a warrant for a judge, for of course taking away his constitutional rights, which they had done. So we got a real problem, ladies and gentlemen. And if we don't stand up, then who will stand up for us when our time comes? We've got about 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program, John.
Well, thank you again, Doctor, for having me on. And I thank your listeners, because they're the hope of our future. I think you know Ron Paul and others, the alternative media, the different shows that people are allowed to freely speak their views in, like it was supposed to be in this nation, are the hope for Americans to, as an antidote to the media, the mainstream media, that routinely lie to us and are hand in glove with the corporate dominated government, a fascist federal government that is doing away with the federal structure of state rights and individual rights that this country was designed to protect. We saw in Katrina what happens to American citizens when the government decides to suspend everything because, why? Because they decide they have to. If people are concerned and they want to know what's going on, spread word about programs like yours and go right on the government's websites, www.senate.gov, and look at the legislation for yourself and see right there what this government has planned, because they don't pass laws that they don't intend to use, and those laws show chapter and verse what the blueprint is for our future.
Well, Chris, once again, I would suggest for anybody who really wants to have it all at your fingertips, we've compiled what I think is a great syllabus. It goes with the talk, plan, please, state, but the syllabus is plan, please, state, and you'll see the documentation for everything we have said. Everything is in place for a dictatorship. And if you're not involved now, when will you be involved? And if you're not involved, who will be involved? And, you know, are you willing to give up your freedom? Are you willing to live as a slave? Believe me, it not only could happen here, it is going to happen here. I've been studying this for 45 years and trying to sound the alarm, but I've never had more of a feeling of, well, that feeling of that old story about mixed emotions when you see your new Cadillac going over the cliff with your mother-in-law in it. It's going to be a difficult time, but maybe at this point people will begin to listen. And we've got to be there to tell them what's going on. John Clark, thanks very much. Thanks for everything you're doing for Rick. And you give me a call, we'll get you on all of our other programs. I appreciate what you're doing to help him. God bless. Bye-bye.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, I have to stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And of course, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you're at a position to help and you agree with me that America faces very difficult times, and the only hope we have, other than the Lord's intervention, which of course we want to pray for, is that we can reach enough people and get them to turn back to the Lord. Unless there's another great awakening in America as we had in 1740 and again about 1840, well, I don't think that America is going to continue to exist as a free and sovereign nation. We're going to be merged into the one world government that George Bush and all of the globalists want. Of course, these people have sworn to uphold our Constitution and hate both our Constitution and freedom, and of course are dedicated to an entirely different Christianity because they worship a different God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, certainly at this point I'd certainly like to mention my talk on the planned police state. You'll actually, if you get it, you'll actually see the film footage that was shot at the Iran-Contra hearings when Congressman Jack Brooks was trying to bring out the fact that there was a plan back in 1988 to arrest Americans, suspend the Constitution, and of course put people into concentration camps. You'll then hear Henry Gonzalez confirming exactly that. Henry Gonzalez, who is chairman of the House Banking Commission, but you're never going to see this footage elsewhere. We need for you to get the information and help us to get it out across America. So remember, if you'd like to get the planned police state talk and the syllabus that goes with that, that has all the documentation, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America is under attack today. And then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, there's so many other things that we have. If you haven't been to our website, RadioLiberty.com, you can go there. You can watch a lot of our DVDs without charge, an hour and a half DVDs. You can actually pull down our newsletters and read them, copy them, distribute them. You can listen to our programs live 4 hours a day. You can listen 9 hours a day to the feed we send to a satellite. You can listen to the archive programs. You can listen to the MP3 programs. Just help us to get the information out. Encourage others to listen to our programs. Again, that's RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch the DVD. You need to watch my talk on the forbidden secret and understand the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years. For 5,000 years. And, of course, many of the leaders and philosophers and politicians and kings and pharaohs have tapped into this power that's out there. But, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to tap into this power. You want to know it's there, but you don't want to tap into it because it will destroy your eternal soul. You need to get the videos we have. Give you a beautiful example of how this works. They're called They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. They sold their souls for rock and roll. You need to get the very professionally done DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, because there were mysteries long before the Constitution was ever written. There were secret societies here working for exactly the goal we're approaching today. And then the second in the series of presentations is Riddles in Stone. Riddles in Stone, the secret architecture of our nation's capital. You need to see it. You need, of course, go and by the miracle of film to the Philosophical Research Foundation in Southern California, founded by Manly P. Hall, who is a leading Satanist, and talk to the man who heads that organization today.